It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and I host this show. Guys, you are listening to Building Alaska, and today we're going to dive into one of the biggest stories that could shape our state's future for decades to come. Guys, AI. I know before you switch the channel, guys, before you turn away, this is actually going to be really good. Okay, it's not just your average AI conversation podcast, you know, information. This is something that affects directly Alaskans, guys. And so, you know, look, artificial intelligence is exploding. AI is everywhere. It's in businesses. It's in homes. It's in your pocket, for crying out loud, okay? Guys, cloud computing is growing. We see companies are building massive data centers across the country. And now many people are asking, you know, could Alaska become the next frontier for data centers? And if that happens, what does it mean for jobs? What does it mean for the economy? But most importantly, what does it mean for the electric grid that powers our homes and businesses? If you guys haven't already noticed, guys, we're stretched thin on the grid. You guys see these brown outages. We see these long extended outages. We see these blackout periods. And guys, this is affecting both you and I, okay? I'm your neighbor. I understand the pain of this, but we're going to get into this so that way we understand what's happening around the pros and cons of AI and data centers that are coming to Alaska. So we'll hear both sides to, you know, of this topic today, the promises, the concerns. You know, by the end of the show, we'll let you guys decide whether Alaska should become, you know, should welcome these projects or proceed with caution. So guys, grab your coffee, grab your energy drink, stay with us, because in this conversation, it affects every Alaskan. So guys, first question I got for you. So why Alaska? Well, most people picture Alaska and think of glaciers. They think of mountains. They think of fishing, oil, natural beauty, all these things. But guys, technology companies see something else, something that is worth investing in. They see the cold weather. Cold weather matters because computers create enormous amount of heat. You know, keeping thousands or even millions of computer processors cool literally requires such an amount of electricity that it cuts into profit margins. In warmer states, cooling systems can account for a significant portion of that data center's power bill. Guys, but in Alaska, colder temperatures can reduce those cooling costs for much of the year. If you guys haven't noticed that, our winters are not short. But guys, look, there's lots of available land. I know that we keep hearing that land is getting shut down, more and more of land is harder to buy. But in reality, you know, these guys have money to play with. And so when they look at all this available land, they see opportunities to build new, you know, near renewable energy sources like hydroelectric power, wind, geothermal resources. Guys, others see Alaskan's strategic location between North America and Asia as a potential advantage for future internet infrastructure. And it sounds promising, but there's another side to that story. How much power do data centers use? This is a big question. This is important to know. Here's where things get a little interesting, guys. A small data center might use as much electricity as several thousand homes. A large AI data center can literally require hundreds of megawatts of electricity. That's insane. Some of the newest facilities being processed around the world would need more than that. More than 1 gigawatt of power. That's enough electricity for hundreds of thousands of homes. Now think about Alaska, guys. Unlike the lower 48, we don't have one giant statewide electrical grid. Instead, we have multiple smaller grids. Some communities operate completely independently. Many rural villages rely heavily on diesel generators. That means adding a massive electricity user isn't as simple as just plugging it in. It's not another dishwasher. It's not a hot tub. Okay? Utilities may need a new transmission lines, new substations, larger power plants, more renewable generation, battery storage. And guys, those upgrades can cost thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions or even billions. The big question becomes, who pays? Okay, guys, look, we're going to go to the pros, okay? Because there's two sides to every story, right? We have supporters saying that data centers could bring major benefits, right? First, jobs, you know, construction alone can employ hundreds of workers for several years, electricians, engineers, you know, heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, surveyors, local contractors. Once operational, data centers could create permanent technical jobs, although not nearly as many as people, often expect. But second, guys, here's something else, property taxes. large facility can generate substantial tax revenue for local governments. That money could help fund schools, roads, emergency services, and other public needs. And third, infrastructure improvements. Utilities often upgrade electrical systems to serve large industrial customers. So those improvements can sometimes make the grid more reliable for everybody. And finally, economic diversification. Guys, so for decades, Alaska has relied heavily on oil. Technology investment could help broaden the state's economy. Those are just meaningful benefits, right? But now let's examine the concerns, okay? Because like I said, there's two sides to every story. Electricity. If utilities don't build enough new generation before a large data center comes online, the existing system could literally come under strain. That doesn't automatically mean blackouts, okay? So, in fact, responsible planning is designed to prevent that, right? But utilities may need significant new investments to ensure enough capacity for both residents and large industrial customers. But look, some people worry that, you know, if the infrastructure costs are spread broadly, you know, local ratepayers could ultimately face higher electric bills. You know, others are concerned about, you know, water use. Many data centers use water for cooling. I don't know if you guys heard that, data centers use millions and millions and millions of gallons of water to stay cool. But it's just interesting how all of this, just how it all works, right? And, you know, although newer facilities increasingly use air cooling or, you know, closed loop systems that reduce water consumption, there's also the question of land use, right? Environmental impacts, the balancing in industrial development with Alaska's, you know, natural landscapes. You know, there's wildlife out there. There's a lot, there's ecosystems out there. And, you know, there are a lot of people who actually still care about that, right? To keep this place the way it is. And, you know, finally, many residents ask whether the economic benefits stay in Alaska or primarily flow to large, you know, technology companies, you know, headquartered somewhere else. These are all legitimate questions and, you know, that deserve careful public discussion. And this is why I wanted to bring this up, is because, you know, we've talked about this in the past. We've talked about how important it is to take care of our place, right? We had a show not too long ago where we went into keeping money in the state, right? Supporting mom and papa businesses, supporting locals. You know, it's so encouraging to see, you know, the younger generation, you know, stepping out of their comfort zone. And, you know, even my generation, you know, we're trying to think outside the box instead of being just another statistic number, right? We just another employee. You know, it's so important to support locals, guys, because we're all in this together, right? We all, you know, go to the same Costco. We all have the same gas stations. We all, you know, go to the same, you know, movie theater. We're neighbors. And when times get tough, people pull together, right? You see all these communities that are doing all these outreaches because they have a vision. They have a plan. They understand that in order to build a solid, healthy, a good solid community, there has to be quite a bit of involvement, and that involvement, you know, it requires trust. It requires people thinking outside the box to work with one another, put your differences aside, you know, forgetting that, you know, if you're left or right, but just understanding that, look, I'm a human being and I have needs. You know, not everybody we come in contact with is going to share our same values. But at the end, if you understand that you're human and they're human, there's a lot that we can do here. Okay, so that's why it's so important, you know, to have these discussions and voice our opinions. You know, right now we're just a little bit away from voting. It's so important to put in your vote, guys. It's so important to put in your input, because there are so many things that, you know, are going on around in this state and out of the state, in this country. Look at what's happening with this country, for crying out loud. Okay, a lot of people are like, well, I don't need to vote. You know, it's all rigged anyways and blah, blah, blah. You know, with that mindset, that's why we are where we're at, because more and more people are thinking like that. Like, oh, well, I don't have a voice. I don't have anything. If that's the case, we're heading in a really, really bad direction. That's not an excuse. Can you imagine waking up in the morning? You're like, you know what? I don't like the way the sky looks today. I just don't feel like it's right. You know what? Because of that, I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to go to work because I don't agree with that. You have bills to pay. You have a spouse to take care of. You have children in your house. You got bills. You got utilities. You got so many things going on. And if you keep that mindset up, you're going to lose it all. And who is it? Who's there to blame? You. Guys, this is real talk right now, okay? It's important to voice your opinion. It's important to be active and to be a part of these movements that are happening that are going to do what? Benefit us. Expand. Look at the school systems. We talk about this with Josh and Seth Church. We had Dave and Deb Bronson on recently. We're just talking about the education system, where it's going. Look at the economics. Look at what's happening in the state. And it's because people are losing hope. People think that they can't do anything. You know, let me put this into perspective. There's a picture floating around the internet. I'll be more specific. There's a picture that there's a lot of big-time players. They're all in suits. They're all overweight. They all got money in their pockets. They're falling out. And they're playing this game. And the board itself is the world. And underneath the world are all of the hardworking citizens that feel like their votes don't matter. Now, what's holding that table that is allowing these guys to play this game are the people. And we've seen this over and over and over throughout history. The second that the people stand up, it throws everything off. Because those who are playing the game are able to play the game because you and I, who think that we don't matter in this world, that our voice doesn't matter, when we stand up, it throws the game off and things go back to where they're supposed to be. But if you're not going to stand up, if you're too chicken to do so, if you think that, I don't think anything is going to change with that mindset, it will not. And we are in those positions because most of us don't feel like we belong, don't feel like we're going to get anywhere. You know, if you don't vote, that vote's going to go somewhere else. Okay? So guys, it's so important to think like this, especially out of all states, Alaska, where it's such a beautiful state. We still have so much opportunity out here. There's so much that we can do. Our kids are thriving. Families are growing. This is a great place to raise a family. Amazing place. We have so many things that we can do, guys. And, you know, every time that I think about going to the Lower 48, I think about these massive cities that are literally missing out on being able to breathe fresh air. I'm talking about for summertime, right? Because winter, you know, it gets really cold and we have all that smoke that settles. But what I'm talking about is that look at the way of life that we live. Now imagine one day we wake up and all of this is just covered in skyscrapers, traffic galore. We don't even get to see any more personal cars. They're all taxis and AI-driven vehicles. If we don't put our foot down, if we don't voice our opinions, if we do not become a part of the movements and the process that are going to benefit this state, both for you, I, and our children and the children that, you know, are to come into this life, we're setting a bad, not an example, we're setting a bad life up for not only ourselves, but for our children, our children's children, and your neighbor. You know what would be really bad, and I hope this doesn't happen, that if people don't step up, if people don't get out of the comfort zone, that neighbors are not even going to talk to each other anymore. They're not even going to wave to each other. It's already happening. It's awkward. It's awkward coming home and you wanted to wave to your neighbor and they want nothing to do with you. That's sad. Everybody's living on their own in their own world. But I remember when we were kids, you can go down the street with a bicycle. Everybody knew you. Everybody was happy. They would wave you. Even if they didn't know you, they were just happy to see kids riding on bikes. We need to go back to that, guys. We need to go back to that and start thinking about how things were and bring those values back. Bring those morals back. And there are a lot of people in this state that are doing all that they can to bring that healthy, balanced life back into the last frontier. We had Deb Bronson on a while ago, and you know they were just sharing a little bit about, you know, where they came from and what their, you know, aspirations are and their goals and all this stuff. And guys, these guys are fighting. So the next time you see Bronson and Church on those bulletins, guys, do not just drive by and think that these guys are just want to get in that position to do whatever they want. They're doing everything that they can so that you and I and our neighbors and our children can continue to live a healthy life. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, we're going to go right back into what's happening with these data centers here in Alaska.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back from the break. Guys, this is Jesse on Building Alaska on KFAR, guys. And we're just going to end off on this, you know, the whole data center thing. So where do we go from here, okay? The answer isn't just simply yes or no, okay? It's about something, it's about thoughtful planning, okay? If data centers come to Alaska, experts literally argue that they should, you know, pay for the infrastructure they require, invest in new power generation rather than relying solely on existing capacity, okay? Partner with local communities, you know, support workforce training, help strengthen, not strain, the electric grid, okay? For Alaska, this could represent a significant economic opportunity, okay? But it will require careful oversight to ensure that the residents continue to have reliable, affordable electricity while welcoming a new investment. So here's the sad part, guys. We've already seen such a strain on our electric infrastructure, okay? A lot of us are not happy with the rates that we're getting, right? You know, they're constantly going up, just like everything else. It just seems like we can't get a break. So here's something I want you guys to consider. This is not a selling point. This is something just to keep in mind. Whether we like it or not, you're going to pay more. Okay, let me say this again, and I hope this really pisses you off. Whether you like it or not, your bill is going to get higher. Is that frustrating you? Does it make you want to, you know, break something? Because I mean, I'm in a studio. I can't break anything. I don't want to pay for any damages. When I get home, I'll probably smash, you know, a plate or something. But it gets me irritated because I'm paying for the exact same thing more than I did last month. And it's because of everything that's happening, right? It seems like it's not fair. So here soon, God forbid, we see another spike and a big increase in our you know, electric bill. Because, oh, well, you know, oil is going through the roof and, you know, oh, well, because our infrastructure is so old, we're still running on diesel generators and we got to bring up the fuel up here and we got to pay for this, we got to pay for that. Do you guys see how much we rely on this infrastructure? Now, I'm not mad dogging, you know, GVA. They're great, right? They're providing power to our homes. But here's the thing. What are you doing to take care of your house if it no longer becomes reliable? What does that mean? Do you care? Would you even care that your lights are off for 3 days? Do you care that the freezer that you work so hard to stuff moose, caribou, fish, all those trips, the charters that you paid, the money that came out of your pocket? Do you care if that spoils? Or are you the kind of person that's like, whatever. I'll tell you what, I'm not the kind of person who takes these things lightly. So what can you possibly do? Guys, we live in a world where technology increases so fast, we can't keep up with it. Literally, we can't keep up with it. AI is taking over everything. And I got my reserves about AI. I get frustrated. I don't know about you guys, but let me tell you something. How many of you guys get irritated when you ask anybody a simple question? Oh, ChatGPT, Grok it. I don't know what other AI platforms are out there. It's like, man, I miss those days when you're like, well, either I don't know or I do know. Not let's ask ChatGPT. We don't even ask Google anymore. Nobody says Google anymore. But you see how fast technology is changing? Let me tell you what you can do. You can start off small. Let's say you don't have, a good, chunk of money laying around where you can invest in backup power. Let me tell you what I did. Instead of paying for a full install, paying for a full system for solar. Now, we're not going to go too much into solar because it might take a little bit long to explain why it's beneficial up here. But solar is not cheap, right? But neither are things that are going to be reliable. For example, look at Toyota. Toyota is a perfect example. Very reliable car. My dad was with Toyota since the day he came to America. And when I was a kid, I was like, why does he care so much about Toyota, Toyota, Toyota? And it drove me nuts. He had a Toyota truck, he had a Toyota car, Toyota vans. I don't know if you guys remember those previous. And there was also a 1989 Toyota van. It was a manual. I think it was a 4-speed manual, 4x4. That thing had so many cool features. You could turn the seats around in the back. It was so cool. But why Toyota? Because Toyota refuses to give up reliability for something that just looks pretty and that's going to break down. Guys, that's been their tactic from the start. They build a reliable vehicle, reliable engines that whoever picks up, whether you're a billionaire or you're just an average everyday, worker, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you have business, whether you don't, a Toyota is going to fit all of those. And you know how happy people are, especially right now, that drive Toyotas that are a lot more economical than, these V8s, V10s, V6 even, they're happy because it's a solid system, okay? So what I do is I started off small. I started getting a couple of panels, solar panels. I started with my greenhouse, and I've talked about this so many times, guys. I hope this brings you back to those conversations that we've had in the past on this show. I start off small because, first of all, why would you jump into something if you have no education about it? Why would you jump into something if you don't know anything about it? You need to be educated. And so, because I work with Gen Solar, I work for Gen Solar, I get to see the solar panels getting installed. I see how the customers are so happy that they're saving so much money and they're getting money back. Their bills are taken care of and they go from a super high bill to a negative bill where they're getting paid for overproduction in the summertime. So, like I said, we're not going to go too far into this, but let me explain really quick why solar matters and why it works out of any other state in the United States like it does here. So in Alaska, you see that we have, the midnight sun, right? We have, so much daylight throughout the summer. It almost feels like it goes to waste if you're not out there, right? So as you're sleeping, your solar panels are still producing power. And everything that you overproduce gets sold back to GVA and you get credit for that. Do you know how many people would kill to have a system where it not only eliminates a large bill that they can never escape from, but to pay it back? Some of us look at our roofs and we're like, oh, it's an okay roof. Now, is your roof making money for you? Is your roof paying you back? Is your roof putting money back into your pocket? That's all awesome solar. So what I did is I started with my greenhouse. I just had a small, one panel. It was like, I think, 419 or 410 watt panel, bifacial. And I had a little small battery, an EcoFlow battery, another thing that Gen Solar sells. We have tons of different kinds of batteries, Jackery, EcoFlow, Tesla, we have the Rixu, we have Franklin. We have so many different battery systems that work literally for everything. Anything that you could think of, any application, whether it's at home, whether it's for a shop, whether it's for a business, whether it's for an RV, whether it's for a boat, we have a battery size that's integrated for whatever system you need it for. But I started off like that. And you know what I saw? That the sun actually produces power. And that money is not going to GVA. I'm not throwing it out the door. I'm investing it into myself, into my house, into my family. You know how much, I saved over the years just by having one solar panel? And so every year I've been adding solar panels to my greenhouse to the point where I'm starting to add them to my house. You don't need to go all out right now if you can't afford it. But I want to encourage you guys that there are ways you can get involved. You can start off somewhere. You know, for a lot of us, you know, we can't afford to go, you know, get a full home standby generator. But some of us can go to Costco, go pick up, you know, one of those Costco special, you know, generators, $500, $600, $700, $1,000. And boom, you have backup power in the case of an emergency. That's something. Do you guys realize that there are so many homes in the state of Alaska that have not a single source of backup power? I can't do that. So I hope this encourages you, if you haven't already made the decision, to protect your home, protect your investments, protect your family, give your family a peace of mind that if anything were to happen, the grid goes down, we don't have any power to charge up our electric vehicles, we don't have any power to take care of our refrigerators, we don't have any power to turn the hot water on, or we don't have any power to have the well pump, we don't have any power for anything, the boiler's shut down, we're done, we're in the Stone Age. Do you know how important it is to have something like that? What does that mean to you? What would that mean to you if you had at least just one kind of backup power system? Would that change your life? If it does, guys, and I know it will, and the answer is yes, if you haven't already figured it out. Guys, 29 College Road, Suite 14, right there in the corner of the intersection, right across from Papa John's, right next to REI. Guys, come in and ask, what can we do for you for your situation? You don't have to go spend $10,000 or $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 on this crazy awesome backups integrated system. Whatever your needs are, guys, there are systems built specifically for your application. Like I said, we got technology, we got, you know, product from homes to cars to businesses to boats to ships to tractors. Guys, there's so many things that you can do. If you got a problem, guys, we have a solution. Backup power is essential in the state of Alaska. When it comes to wintertime, you can't afford not to have something. Guys, we specialize in backup generators. We have diesel generators. We have off-grid generators. We have on-grid. We have propane. We have natural gas generators. You can get suitcase generators. You can get the portable generators. You can get battery packs. You can get solar panels. Guys, even if you wanted to just do it yourself, if you just wanted to get the products, guys, why not get it local? It's here. We have these things here. Come and visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14, guys, or give us a call. Give us a call, 907-290-3333. Again, it is 907-290-3333. Guys, come in, ask questions. If you don't know what you're dealing with, guys, the best thing you could do is to pop in and ask, hey, I got this going on. I don't know what to do. I want to be able to have some kind of backup power, but I don't know what to do. Come on in. We'll get you squared away. We'll get you hooked up with the best possible system so that you guys can have peace of mind whenever there's a power outage or when you need backup power. Guys, today's show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. Guys, they're in the same business area as we are over there off of 29 College Road. Guys, if it's time to change the look of your kitchen, your bathroom, any kind of remodel, guys, they are the best at what they do. You don't believe me? Go to premierkitchen.net. Check out their work. Visit them in store. Talk to Olga. She is the best when it comes to transforming your house into a dream home. So guys, give her a call. If you guys are wondering what she can do for you, her number is 907-347-9234. Again, that is 347-9234. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We appreciate you guys taking the time out of your Saturday afternoon to be a part of ours. And we hope that this show has blessed you guys, give you guys something to think about, and to prepare you for this coming up winter. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.